I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Money Matters Top Tips for Success, where each and every day I bring on new business owners, entrepreneurs, and executives and have them share their top tips for success with you. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres to keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, moneymatterstoptips.com, and click on Become an Author to apply. All right, so today I have Kira Reed on the line, and she's the founder over at Marker Digital. Kira, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks so much for having me, Adam.
So I'm excited to get more into what you're doing over at Marker Digital and the various brands that you're working with. But before we do that, let's get a little bit more into your background. So how did you get started in business and as an entrepreneur?
Years ago, probably almost 20 years ago now, I was watching the emerging digital landscape and how it was starting to level the playing field for new businesses. With the emergence of social networks and social media. So I guess it's been about 15 years. And I was really fascinated by the sense of the community underneath it all that was pushing this new technology forward. And I realized, you know, I've got skills. I want to be a part of this. And I always had this kind of persona to do my own thing. I'm not a fan of authority. So I think partly I was born an entrepreneur, but I really saw my opportunity in the emerging digital landscape to do it on my own.
That's awesome. And so, you know, there's some younger entrepreneurs listening or would be, or maybe they're, you know, a couple of years out of college and they're thinking about launching a venture. What kind of advice would you give to that young entrepreneur that's just getting started?
Be realistic about how much things cost. Put the time in working for other people and being a part of a business from the ground up. If you don't understand how a business works, you will never be able to run one. Be very careful about who you get in bed with. Great ideas and partnerships in the beginning can go sour very quickly. So get your experience under your belt. Learn about things before you jump in. The more educated you are, the more aware you are of the problems you're going to face and realistic about your solutions, the more successful you'll be.
That's awesome. Let's switch it up a bit, Kira. Let's get into what you're doing over at Marker Digital. So first, tell me a little bit more about the company, please.
So we specialize in socially focused branding and marketing. And by that, I mean, our whole approach is based on the experience that people have in social media. And this has been a real big disconnect since I started in this industry between traditional marketing and branding and what has to be done in order to keep a community of people engaged on social media. So we approach everything from a more socially focused perspective. How do you build a social brand? How do you build a social marketing strategy? From that, we have worked with multiple consumer goods. We actually got our start in the music industry on the Sunset Strip with the Roxy Theater back in the mid-2000s, we basically revitalized the entire Sunset Strip and then Main Street in Santa Monica using social technology. So I really kind of learned as the industry was emerging, and we now take a lot of those learnings and apply them to consumer goods, technology, entertainment companies, and now cannabis companies as well.
That's awesome. Tell me a little bit more about that. So I know you have various interests, various brands you've launched. Tell me a little bit more about that, please.
So on the brand side, Marker Digital has worked with, like I mentioned, the Roxy and the Sunset Strip. We've worked with Seychelles Shoes. They were a client of ours last year. We did their whole rebranding. If there are women out there, everybody knows Seychelles Shoes. And we've really been focused more on cannabis. So we're working with, just launched a brand in Puerto Rico called Caramore. They're a vertically integrated brand. We've worked with a company here in California called Trace Trust. They're a third-party verification, another technology company called Strain Connect. We've worked with a lot of different companies from all different backgrounds, manufacturing, cultivation, et cetera. But what we've shifted more into, we still do consulting, we still work with select brands that we really feel are on point with a community message and have the right perspective of sustainability, gender diversity, and inclusion in their businesses. But what we really focus on now is the women's movement in cannabis. And to that end, we have launched the Women Empowered in Cannabis community, the Caden Matchmaking, which is helping women in cannabis connect with recruiters and hiring companies who, again, are interested in inclusion and gender diversity. And Lady Jane Society, which is an event production company that is hosting events for women. And really at the core, it's all about building community with women, which is something I learned in the early days of doing social media. So I've taken all of that now and I've applied it to how we build a really strong women-focused community in cannabis.
That's awesome. So Kira, if somebody's listening to this and they want more information either on Marker Media or on Caden Matchmaking or the Lady Jane Society, what's the best route for them to reach out and get that info?
Kira at Marker, spelled MARKYR.com. So that's KYRA at MARKYR.com. KadenMatchmaking.com, KADIN Matchmaking.com. I'm on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all Kira Reed. That's the advantage of being on there early. I was able to grab my name on those platforms. So I'm pretty easy to find. You can just do a Google search on me and Women Empowered in Cannabis or Marker. And we have a lot of exposure, so we're pretty easy to find.
That's awesome. Well, Kira, really appreciate you coming on the show today and sharing more about your background, how you got started, and all the great work you're doing over at Marker Media. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. I hope you got a lot of value out of this. If you did, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, leave me a review, do all those great things we do to support our podcasters. I really do appreciate it. And Kira, thanks again for coming on the show.